And I want to talk a little bit now about finding your passion. Now, I mentioned earlier that I had written a book called Money, Success, and You. And when this book was in the manuscript form, I sent it out to all my friends that were financially successful. There was about 20 of them. And what I wanted from them is, did I get it right? Is there anything that I'm missing? What do you think I could add to the book? And I got a lot of feedback, and it was very valuable to me. But there was something even more valuable. And what it was is that I noticed that all the people that I sent the manuscript to, all of them had made their fortunes and had become financially successful in areas that they loved. One was in jewelry wholesaling, and that person loved jewelry. Another was a clothes manufacturer, and this woman loved clothes and design. Another was in home renovation. Another was in publishing. And that every single one of them had made their money in things that they loved. And that got me really interested. And I was thinking, is it possible to make a great deal of money and to be financially independent and successful in things that you don't love? Now, it's possible to have a job in something that you don't love. Many people do. But can you be tremendously successful in something that you don't love? And you know what? I don't think you can. For example, Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, who was for the longest time the richest man in the world, his net worth is approximately $70 billion. And of course, it fluctuates with the stock price of Microsoft. Now, he didn't set out to make $70 billion or even to be rich. He followed his passion. He loved computers. He loved coding. He loved creating software. And as a result of following his passion, he became tremendously successful. Now, $70 billion is a lot of money, and people have a hard time conceiving of how much money it is, but I've found a very interesting way to explain how much $70 billion is. Here's what you can do with $70 billion. You could take 1,000 of your closest friends. Okay, you don't have 1,000 friends. But imagine that you gathered 1,000 people together in an auditorium, and you invited every single person that you know, and you asked them to invite their friends and the different social groups, and you gather together 1,000 people in an auditorium, and you give each and every one of them $1 million. You make them a millionaire. And then what you're left with after creating 1,000 millionaires, you are now left with $69 billion. That's how much money it is. But it's not about making billions. It's not about making millions. It's about finding your passion. Because if you want to be financially successful, find what you're good at. What are you passionate about? Professor Jerry White at the University of Toronto, who runs entrepreneurial studies, found that those people whose sole motivation is to make large amounts of money usually don't. It's the people that follow their passion that make money. And Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon, had a very interesting thing to say about passion. He says, you don't get to pick your passion. Your passion picks you. And I know that that's certainly the way it worked out in my life. I think I've shared with you that I began studying mind powers and moved to a cabin in British Columbia in Canada. And I was living in a cabin with no electricity, no running water, no means of supporting myself. But I had a vision and an idea and a passion. And the passion was the power of the mind, the power of consciousness. And so I began programming my subconscious mind with abundance. Abundance is my favorite word. Abundance of friends, abundance of insight, abundance of health, abundance of money. Now, I had abundance in many areas of our life, but one thing I did not have is an abundance of money. But I had a concept. Now, back then, it was just a concept because I wasn't able to demonstrate mind powers in the beginning. But I had a concept that if I programmed my subconscious with abundance, that that would show up as money as well. And so what I would do is when I would go out to my wood pile to get some wood to heat my stove and cook, then I would say to myself, oh, look, I don't just have one piece of wood. I don't just have two pieces of wood. I don't just have three pieces of wood. I have an abundance of wood. Now, I could have easily just said, oh my God, look at this. I'm so poor, I don't even have electricity. That was a choice. I could have said that. I could have felt that. But that would have been scarcity consciousness. Instead, I was programming my mind with abundance. And when I had some food to eat, and sometimes they were very lean times, and all I could buy was fruit. Instead of complaining and saying, oh, look, I have no money, I can hardly even buy food, which would be scarcity consciousness, I would say to myself, look, I don't just have one grape. I don't just have two grapes. I don't just have three grapes. I have an abundance of grapes. And so I would program my mind for abundance. When I would drive into the city and look at all the buildings, I would look at the abundance that is everywhere. I would look at these big buildings and imagine somebody owned them, and that person is rich, that person is abundant. And so what I would do is I programmed my mind for abundance. And then I started touring with my mind power training. And 5 years later, we're going to fast forward 5 years. I'm touring Australia, and I fly into Sydney, and I check into the presidential suite of the Sheraton Hotel. And what's interesting is this was the exact same suite that the Beatles stayed at when they toured. And it was an extraordinary suite. It was floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the Sydney Opera House and the Sydney Harbor. And it was extravagant. It was abundant. It was outrageous. And not only did I check in, I checked in for a month. A month! And it was at that point that I realized. One night, I just walked out into the balcony overlooking the Sydney Opera House and the harbor. And I said, oh my God, I have gone from a cabin in the woods with no electricity, with no running water, with no means of supporting myself, to staying in the presidential suite of the Sheraton Hotel in Sydney, Australia, and I've checked in for a month. That's abundance. Napoleon Hill, the author of the self-help classic Think and Grow Rich, he said that when money begins to come in large amounts, it comes so fast and so plentiful that you'll wonder where it was during all those lean years. Now, I don't know what your particular financial situation is, but I can tell you one thing with absolute certainty. If you program your subconscious with prosperity beliefs, and that you believe absolutely that money is good, and that it is an abundant universe, and that this marketplace of ours is loaded and that it rewards ingenuity and service, and that there are staggering opportunities out there, and that you have the skills and talents to be tremendously successful, and that you follow your passion. And if you develop a prosperity consciousness and let your passion lead you, then you are going to be financially successful. Now, it won't happen magically. Money is not going to fall from the sky overnight or suddenly appear in your bank account. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to apply the three pillars of success that I spoke about last week: mastering, action, creativity, and the subconscious mind. You may also have to deal with procrastination, lack of vision, temporary failure, but these two are all part of the path to success. You will need to set goals, and of course, now one of your new mind power exercises will be to develop a prosperity consciousness. You will need to organize, prioritize, strategize, and actualize. You will need to plan your work and work your plan. But if you follow through with these steps, you will achieve success. You must also be prepared to upgrade your skills and not remain complacent with who and what you are now. There's a saying that I really like, and that is, forget earning a living. In this new age, you have to learn a living. That's an excellent saying. We're not living in our parents' or grandparents' time where you had one job for your whole life. You're going to need to upgrade your skills and keep yourself current to what's happening in the marketplace and have your skills and talents always improving, always upgrading. And I want you to think about it as brand you. Now, that sounds funny. I mean, Apple is a brand. General Motors is a brand. Google is a brand. Well, what about brand you? What is your brand? What makes you interesting, different? What is the value that you bring to your clients or your employer? Reinvent and reimagine yourself regularly. And have the pursuit of excellence. What actions can I do that will make me more valuable? What habits? How can I tap into my subconscious? What creativity can I bring into brand me to make myself more valuable? And as you look at including yourself as part of the formula of becoming financially successful, then you're going to do whatever is necessary to make it happen. Because you have brilliant ideas. And you might say, well, no, I don't. No, when I say you do, your subconscious mind has brilliant ideas. Follow your passion. Trust your instinct. Do what is necessary. Take it day by day, week by week. And what will happen is, as one step leads to another, and you never know what amazing paths it's going to take you. That is the wonder and magic of life. As we change, our life changes. And from a quantum perspective, this makes perfect sense. In fact, it would be impossible for your life not to change if you are making changes. And the changes are both inner and outer. You become proactive in increasing the value of brand you. Every new belief you take on, every new narrative you adopt, every new skill you learn makes you more valuable in the marketplace. And as your value goes up, more opportunities present themselves. Your success depends upon you being actively involved in being successful, not just wishing or hoping for it. Your success needs you.